This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Trinivale.
Trinivale.
Oh, the beautiful drumbeat of our world. A world, in fact, where ancient gods walk among us. Dazzling airships fly above us. Wow. And talking gorillas are all horny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
It's fully canon, and it is a true adventurer's paradise. Today's story begins thousands of feet above the world of Trinivale, where an imposing black airship has just overtaken its sleek silver counterpart. As the night-black galleon glides forward, the familiar masked face of Raster von Weinhardt leers from the bow. A moment later, four smaller vessels emerge from the clouds in every cardinal direction, their huge cannons glinting in the sun. Will the Trinivale trio be blown to smithereens, or shall their reens remain unsmithered?
Ooh.
Only time will tell. And so, without further ado, let's rejoin Retrieval Team 22 and begin Chapter 9 of the Trinivale Adventure.
Chapter 9.
9.
Ooh, a new addition, a new twist. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the table. I'm your Dungeon Master, a.k.a. Dunkle Caldwell Tanner, joined by, who would like to introduce themselves first?
Jens Lindell, the healthy elfie with a dance that'll put you in a trance.
Woohoo!
Love it.
Onyx Lumiere, invoker of the accursed specter.
Oh, it's so good to see you again, my lady. I'm dead forever, but I miss you.
And of course,
Jam Man, Nyack of the Ranafor.
Okay, that's enough stuttering for
does
now.
Sorry. Does Nyack like jam bands?
Yes, he does. Nyack is a big fan of fish.
Sweet.
String cheese incident is a little too much for your tummy, though.
Mm-hmm, that's
yeah.
Right.
Can't do dairy. Okay, so I know you're all ready to wrestle with Rast and also your feelings, but a lot has happened since we started this journey. How about a quick recap?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, this one is not going to be too quick. I want to make it a little more encompassing than before. I want to really catch everyone up to speed. So here we go. When last we met, you three had finally recovered all five of the Ginnarak crystals, powerful ancient relics from the continent of Ginnarak, and were taking them to your employer, a mysterious noble known as the Benefactor, to receive payment for a job well done. However, before you entered the building, the Benefactor's personal assistant, a bumbling drunken halfling named Blavin Blandfoot, revealed that the Benefactor was planning on using these crystals to power a device that could kill a god. He also warned that activating all the crystals in such a manner would trigger an arcane shockwave similar to the one that destroyed the continent of Ginnarak in the first place. Blavin explained that he's actually a member of the Golden Iris, a secret society dedicated to protecting Trinivale from the very gods that made it. To prove it, he showed you a sigil tattoo on his ass that matched the one you saw in Onyx's parents' secret study at their lunar vineyard on Pollux.
If I recall, I believe Onyx also has the sigil as a tattoo.
You do. You have the dirtier one, the Sinner's Mark, which is kind of like a rotten little sigil that rebels get. So maybe you can adjust it since you're, you know, officially part of the Golden Iris.
Why do all of your characters have such trashy tattoos?
And yet my body as a player is untouched.
Untouched.
Do you want to just go to Virginia Beach? Because we can just do that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to stop the recording. We're going to go to Virginia Beach. We're not playing again until Emily has all the tattoos that her characters have.
I'm going to.
It seems that your parents were members of this Golden Iris Order as well. And so, armed with new knowledge and prepared for anything, you made your way to the Benefactor's Wharfside Manor. Before entering, however, Onyx placed calls to Mercurio Delurio, your dubious billionaire ally, as well as Keith, her gnomish lover, and the pilot of a massive golden robot. Mm. Once inside the manor, you distracted the Benefactor with some shenanigans of invisibility, then you found your way into a garden observatory. While there, you used a dimensional doorknob to open a pocket dimension, which you discovered contained the three crystals you had already surrendered to the Benefactor. However, when you attempted to exit this dimension, you found yourself back in the main chamber of the Benefactor's lair. The Benefactor, now accompanied by a menacing laser array mechanism that was hidden in the floor, asked you to hand over the crystals. When you refused, the Benefactor lit his cane staff and began to fight. After besting the benefactor's powerful time-stopping spell, Onyx used her pastel magic to brand him with butterfly tattoos, while Nyack fired arrow after arrow. Eventually, Jinz was able to break from his frozen double-chinned prison and join the fray as well. You all continued to fight until Nyack delivered a fart-tinged arrow of death.
We suck so bad. We just absolutely suck.
You don't deserve to win. And the benefactor, unfortunately, finally fell. However, before you could properly celebrate, a strange green mist began to pour out of your former boss, and slowly he began to rise from the dead. He then used a chrono scooper device to retrieve the three crystals you had taken from him and prepared to fight once more. As this happened, your four missing companions, Norwalk, Keychain, Blavin, and Z, escaped from their prison in the benefactor's basement workshop and met you upstairs just in time to see Liant, the goddess of fire and war, crash through the mansion's ceiling. She told the benefactor she wasn't going to let him get away with this dastardly plan, and in doing so, revealed his true identity. This entire time, you three were actually working for Nalar, the god of time and tides. Before you could ask any follow-ups, however, Liant wrestled the crystals from the benefactor's grasp, tossed them to you, and told you to get the hell away. Taking her advice, you escaped in the benefactor's private bathysphere and managed to rendezvous with Mercurio, who was waiting in his private airship. Once aboard, you divvied up the crystals, each taking one and giving the other two to Blavin and Keychain. You then departed for safe haven at Mercurio's home of Vainadas. However, before you could get too far, your ship was ambushed by the Dread Horizon, a group of sky pirates led by Raster von Weinhardt, the Verdanthian elf who murdered Jin's father and now hunts the very crystals you just recovered.
What a bastard, Van. Bastard heart.
He heard that, and it made him furious.
Good. Savage burn, brother. I've never seen anyone got so bad.
He trembles.
I just realized that the similarity with Jake's characters is farting and tooting.
I only play people who are gassy like me.
Hard one farts, Nyack toots.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
So yeah, we're all cut up. Thanks for bearing with me.
That was fun. That was like a Instagram. Remember, here's where you were a year ago.
Yeah,
you know? Like that was like a nice trip down memory lane.
It was a Facebook memory for sure.
It's like in anime when you get halfway through a series and there's like a recap episode where they're all at the hot spring.
Oh yeah,
we're at a hot spring.
You're at a hot spring
with Jiraiya. Which Jiraiya sensei?
Kirby sensei.
You're drinking out Kirby of one sage. Of those big water jugs with X's on it.
Oh yeah,
it's great. We're in the present now. The huge Dread Horizon ship hovers above you, and four smaller ships surround you on all sides. And as you're taking in this scene, you hear an amplified voice call down. Open your blast shield, or face the consequences. And you see this voice is coming from Rast, still wearing his Sinner's Mark mask, as he stands at the bow of this big black ship.
I challenge you to a 3-on-1 duel.
Nyack tosses
so
three
brave.
Gloves into the sky.
The gloves just get sucked into the wind.
James, you never fail to impress me. So brave.
You see Mercurio is like, you sure about this?
Mm.
Okay. He opens the blast shield and says, honestly, we're in a real pickle here. I don't see how we can get out of this one without a fight. So best, you know, do what that man says. He opens the blast shield. And then you see a rope ladder come down, and as that rope ladder descends, Rast and eight pirate guards descend as well.
Can I use, like, a time dagger to stop time so we can talk and strategize? No, I don't need to do that. That's stupid. Okay.
Ah, Bastard von Bastardson.
Get him, brother.
Can't afford a real ladder, can ya? You with your stupid jangly rope ladder. You killed my dad!
Truly, which is the sword? The sword's in your hands or the sword in your mouth?
This rope ladder is woven from fine elvish silks.
He's caught me there.
You, much like your father, must admire that.
My father did love ropes. How dare you speak his name?
Ah, Jinz, it's so hard to see your face. I'll only ask this once. Hand over the crystals, and I'll allow you to live. You saved my life aboard the Sunkiller. This is the least I can do to repay the favor.
Nyack dangles a glove in Jen's eyesight. Say the word, brother.
I actually think that at this moment, it might be best if we throw a time dagger at him.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so are you going to throw that stealthily, or are you just initiating combat?
I'm trying to catch him off guard, so I guess can I do like a sleight of hand?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll give a help action.
Cool. Ooh, thank you. Yeah, cover
I guide your hands.
Nyack gives three help actions.
That's a 25 on the first roll. And a 23 on the second.
All right, great. Let me roll perception for Rast real quick. What was your lowest one?
23. So I got a 25.
All right, so you hit him with this dagger. Why don't you roll and see if you stop time on him?
Oh, damn.
Ooh, can I give a help action?
Nat 20.
Oh! Wow.
Oh! Fucking Nat 20.
Oh.
This is the coolest moment of Jen's life. Jen's life sucks and is so sad. But in this one moment, he rules.
Honest, did you get that on Trinstagram?
Did you finally get that?
Oh, sorry, I was going through Keith's page.
What? What do you mean?
He posted a picture with some girl from them.
Don't worry, brother. I got it on my speaking stone. I'll send it to Onyx.
Oh, no. You have a flip speaking stone. This is no good.
The quality
this is,
of this it's a still terrible. Image. Honestly, it looks like awful. It could be one of those really dark pornos people shoot
oh,
themselves.
Oh, my God.
I think if we post it with a really, really in-depth description.
Oh, my God. My heart is racing. I haven't rolled a nat 20 with the time daggers
that's
yet.
Amazing.
And that's the fucking first time I rolled it.
Yeah, so what happens?
Okay.
Lay them consequences. On us.
All right, so you see him like stride forward. He's speaking in these mournful tones and he just starts to say, "My master," and then all of a sudden, he just gets stabbed and time stops for him. I guess roll initiative and beat up this frozen man.
Absolutely hell yes to this. My God, that's oh, shout out to the two crew on initiative. You
Onyx,
know, you gotta pay. You gotta
I got
pay.
A, Onyx got a one.
You gotta pay
Yo,
the
I
dice
got a one.
Yo, okay. Roll off.
It's really well,
oh, yeah, we do
shitty
have to roll
off.
Mm-hmm. Shitty roll off.
So I got a six with a with
okay,
a two.
Well I beat you. I mean I'm assuming I beat you in the, I got 15.
These pirates
oh, I got
are just gonna whale on us.
Oh, you go. All right. Wow, that was beautiful. The universe gives and it takes.
Yep. The cruel
wow.
hand
to
of the
be
dice.
Taken from.
What did y'all get on your revised initiative?
I got a 3.
A 3?
Well, I got a 16 on that next one, but I imagine it just means I go before
yeah,
Onyx.
Yeah, you just
right?
go before Onyx. Okay, Onyx is at the bottom.
And I have a 6.
Started from the bottom,
six,
now we here.
Nyack. Okay. So, we're in combat now. Okay. Unfortunately, Rast beat all of you on their initiative roll.
Okay.
So, I'm going to let Rast roll to try and break out of this time spell. But since you did stop him with a time dagger, I'm going to let everyone get a surprise round in on him regardless, I think.
Surprise round, that means that we get attack with advantage?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so let me roll. This is going to be, what's your spell save?
My spell save is 15.
All right, we'll set it at 15.
Stay stopped.
That's a nat 1!
Yeah!
Wow.
I'm just throwing away all these sheets I've written with lines for Rast.
The deities of Trinivale.
I laugh. Ha ha! Dance off, bastard. And then I start doing
he can't dance at all, brother.
Sweet sword dance. I'm destroying him.
His moves suck compared to
I'm
you.
I'm destroying him.
He's frozen with fear.
He's getting served, Nyack.
Bastard McBastardson.
You see all of the pirates are like, ugh, what do we do?
Fuck you.
Then you see Blavin and Z and Norwalk kind of rush forward and are like, don't worry, we'll handle these pirates. You focus on kicking this guy's ass.
That's the best thing you've ever said, Blavin.
I got your back, man. He gives you a huge swig from his staff.
Sweet. Yeah, sure.
Listen, bud, you deserve this. Go nuts.
I take a big swig. All
right.
It's Jens' okay. day, everyone.
It's Jens' turn.
Sweet. Oh, my goodness. Do I want to cast a spell
absurd.
On him while he's fucked? I guess the best thing I can do here is... Okay, I'm just going to run up and do some attacks on
Remember
him.
To roll with advantage,
yep.
because this is
oh,
a surprise
yeah.
round.
Oh, yeah. Okay, just using my regular short swords now. Ha-ha! Definitely going to hit. That's a 25 to hit. I'll just do all my rolls at first. Ooh, next one is a 20 to hit.
Those both hit.
Sweet. Third one is the offhand. That's a 21 to hit automatically. Okay, so I hit on all three?
You hit on all three.
Okay, cool. So
this is just a therapy session for Jens.
You I know.
Killed my daddy!
My voice cracks as I attack him. 23 damage.
23 damage. Yowza.
Onyx, I beg you to live stream this on your Instagram.
What? Sorry.
Did you get that?
I'm sorry. Onyx. I was looking at Keith again.
Oh, come on now.
Does this look like a casual brunch or like a romantic dinner? Oh,
I'll tell you. Nyack likes the photo by accident.
Fucking Nyack. I got to get my phone out of your jam-filled hands.
My hands are slippery. I'm sorry.
That's my turn.
Okay, that brings us to Nyack.
Okay. You bastard, you killed my brother's dad, and even though it worked out for me in the end because his mom married my dad and made me and gave me a brother, I still dislike you greatly. And I declare him my foe, which gives me advantage on attacks. So does that mean I roll 4d20s to see if my longbow hits?
You can roll an extra d20, but that's wild. You can't roll 4. I'll give you 3.
Awesome. Thank you, Dunkle. I really needed all 3.
What'd you get?
Well, actually, does a 19 hit?
19 does hit.
Yes. Ooh. I rolled a 1, a 9, and a 10.
So Rast has like a great sword and then looks to be wearing like armor but doesn't have a shield?
Yes.
Sweet.
He's got light armor that's all black, a black cloak, and then he's got this very long, thin bandaged sword on his back.
Whoa. Okay.
Cool. How much damage?
5 damage.
5 damage?
I rolled
oh,
a
no.
1. Are you taunting me while you're frozen? You son of a bitch.
Despite being frozen, you see his eyes flick down in kind of a really gesture.
I put on one of my brother's gloves, and I draw back my second arrow.
Okay.
23.
That hits.
11 damage that time.
Okay. Wow, exactly how I thought this fight would go. Incredible.
He's just stopped in time.
He's like, you can see that he's stuck in, like, villain about to give expositional speech mode, and you've just, like, pressed pause.
Like, just stabbing, furiously stabbing into him.
He's gonna come crying. To finishing the speech, like, so much more hurt.
Onyx, that's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to Hexblade curse him.
Okay.
Oh, while he's frozen, and take my first attack. I crit!
Oh yes. My god!
I took an awesome photo of you while you were doing that.
Why does everyone get the good photos of Onyx and Nyack?
This is absurd. What did I ever do to y'all?
This is what it feels like to get womped.
This truly is.
Happens to me all the time.
This is Dunkle's first womping.
Yeah. 24 for my first. And then I'm going
Onyx
to attack once again. Does an 18 hit?
Yes. Just barely.
It is so childish, but D&D is so much more fun when you're just like ruling. But I think part of it is because I got womped so bad last fight. Like yeah. I spent it just knocked out.
Yep. Right, you were frozen with a double chin. Yeah.
14.
14 damage?
Yes.
Okay.
This guy also fucking killed your dad.
Yeah, I know.
I also do better because he has my Hexblade curse, so I get to add my proficiency.
Yeah. Y'all came prepared, I'll say it. All right, that brings us to Keychain is going to join us. I guess if you'll have him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. So Keychain, bust out of flask mode.
I'm ready to kill this man.
Good. Get in there.
I've never heard you speak with such conviction, Keychain. The raw passion in Keychain's voice.
I suppose this could be considered dishonorable. I did say a 3-on-1 fight, but technically Keychain isn't a human, so this is all by my standards.
It's by the book. It's by the book.
Yeah, this is airtight.
Oh, yeah,
he killed
true.
Our daddy.
Yes.
All of our daddies.
Yes, well, I also think my daddy's your dad.
What? We're not siblings,
Keychain
all of us.
Keychain has convinced me.
Nyack is barely my sibling.
Keychain is a robot. He know all.
Keychain just repeats, your dad is my dad. Your dad is my dad.
Your dad is my dad.
What? You're not a robot.
Have you seen me in this crystal? I'm very suggestible.
Okay. Keychain's just going to do a normal chomp attack, I think, with their mouth, because that is how they fight now. All right. Keychain fails the first hit.
Keychain, he's right there.
He's too passionate.
Keychain goes in for a bite, gives Rast a big old kiss, but does chomp on the second one. Let's see how much they do for that.
Sort of a regular kiss into a biting kiss there, Keychain.
That's that passion you were talking about,
it
Mac.
It is raw passion.
That's 9 damage from Keychain. Rast? It's like he would be bleeding, but he's frozen in time. So now you just see kind of like ketchup packets kind of exploding in slow motion all around his body. Uh-huh. When time resumes for Rast, it's going to just out of him.
Yeah.
I put all my right. raincoat on.
All right, it's Rast's turn once more. I'm going to roll and see if he can break out of this. Fuck!
Yeah!
That is absurd. I rolled a 3.
This is the best day of my life.
It really is. I'm piggybacking off it.
Okay, so he tries to resist. You see him kind of like wiggle and wriggle a little bit, but nothing happens.
Pathetic.
Onyx, give me a perception check.
Okay. 14.
14. The sword on his back starts to glow a little bit. You can see kind of a like shining shimmer peeking out from underneath the bandages of his sword.
Does it look like the way my crystal glows?
It is a pastel glimmer.
Oh no. All right, let's continue to fuck this guy up.
So, you finally met my champion. I must say I'm not impressed. It seems like I chose poorly. Do you have what it takes to claim the title for yourself? Whatever chaos unfolds shall be to my benefit after all.
And that brings us to Jinz's turn.
Oh my god.
Onyx, are you all right? You're just kind of standing there.
Just thinking about...
Yeah, you were fighting...
Yeah, no, it's Keith. Yeah. Keith is on my mind.
Okay, no, that adds up.
Brother, I'll hold his arms behind his back. Quickly now.
This is honor for my father. In my father's name, I stab at you, stopped man.
I hastily post the picture that Nyack took of me to try and distract myself from what just happened.
Amazing filter.
Let the likes soothe.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll take my attacks. 22 on the first hit.
Hits.
Second hit, jeez, that's another 22 on the second hit. Third hit, ooh, am I missing this? Nope, that's a 19 on the third hit.
Those all hit.
Sweet.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, those are good rolls. 28 damage.
Okay.
Can I, as a minor action, can I slash his face and try to get the mask off?
Yeah.
Because he's been pretty cryptic, and I'm kind of, I think at this point I'm like feeling a little bad, like... Like, what is this? What am I doing here? I'm just beating the shit out of it.
You're owning, brother.
Yes.
Okay. Continue to own.
I'll say, since you're slashing basically unopposed, you easily slash the mask into shreds. One eye is glowing with a pastel energy. The other eye is crying.
You made him weep, brother.
Do I recognize this person?
This is Rastor von Weinhardt. This is the man that killed your father.
Huh.
You know that without having to do a check.
Did he have a pastel eye before?
No. That's new.
Well, this is new.
Why are you looking at me?
You're acting shady. I guess that's normal.
No, you're right. That is new. What should we do about this pastel information?
Onyx, I love your new voice.
Onyx, do you know anything about what's going on here? What is up with his face?
Okay, so...
The sword is just like... shaking on his back.
Will you do me the favor of just continuing this fight and we'll talk about it later?
Sure, yes. Okay. Sounds appropriate. I go back to whacking him.
Nyack, would you like to whack him?
I'm going to shoot his nuts, brother. I put two arrows in my quiver. I'm going to take both my attacks at once.
Nice. Yeah, this is like a practice mode.
A 2 and a 4, so that first one misses. The other arrow, that's a 20.
Nat 20?
No.
Okay. All right, that hits, though.
7 damage. Not quite as much as keychain.
Okay. Cool. He looks extremely hurt.
Okay. Let me get in there.
Jens is just having a weird emotional... Why is he crying? What's going on?
Because you're too awesome, brother.
Oh, I cast Staggering Smite. So the next time I hit... I will add 4d6 psychic damage to the target. The target must make a wisdom saving throw on a failed save. It has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks and can't take reactions until its next turn.
All right, should I make that check now?
Yeah, I did just hit, so let me divvy up the damage.
Sure.
And then you can make... Okay. 28.
28 damage?
28 damage.
Onyx. You... slash in to Rast with this pastel flourish, and you see blood just dripping out of his mouth. But at the same time, you see the tears dry in his one remaining eye, and it also alights with this pastel flame.
Thank you. You've killed the prison, but the prisoner remains.
And that brings us to Keychain.
Oh, actually, that wasn't my whole turn.
Oh, cool.
But do they pass the wisdom saving throw?
Oh, I'll do that now.
Okay.
What's going on with his face, Onyx?
I don't know. Okay, here's the deal. I think he is related in some way to the crystal shard. Look, I have a crystal shard. It gives me power. I'm very suspicious of it. I think it may be nefarious, but I am too addicted to the power to not use it. So I think that he may be related in some way to this.
You don't know when to quit.
But I think I'm just going to keep whacking and maybe try to kill my captor. Is that enough information?
That's cool with me, yeah.
We can definitely have like a sit down heart to heart. I am totally open to talking about that.
Yeah, maybe back on the futon at home.
Yeah. What? It's not home for you.
We'll go back to the with the pad, yes.
The futon, but isn't that where Jen sleeps?
Jen's futon.
Yes, because Blavin has been getting drunk and falling asleep in bed.
Okay, did he pass the wisdom save?
He absolutely did not. He rolled another 3. Shout out to the 3 Kree.
So that means that trying to get out of time stop, he'll have a disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Oh my god.
Well, actually, that won't matter because he's dead.
Oh.
Onyx, after you hit Rast, you see him start coughing up blood and he falls to his knees. He's clearly dead.
Oh. He's dead. Okay. But I feel like right now he's like glowing with this pastel glow that has been giving me conflicting feelings. So I guess I will take my second attack.
Okay. Onyx. Mm. You rear back with your maul to hit Rast a second time. Mm. The moment that you swing towards him, in a flash, your maul is blocked by the sword that was previously on Rast's back. You didn't even see this happen, but in a flash, the sword just appeared. And you see, as the bandages fall from it, it's no ordinary sword. Onyx, it's a shard.
Oh, no.
And it's not just any shard. It's the same shard you saw that night in the stable on Pollux.
I am a bad guy.
Onyx, not only did this man kill Jinz's father, he killed your parents as well. Crystals are starting to climb up his fingertips onto his arm, forming shards of this pastel glowing crystal. And he grins wildly at you and then tosses you back.
That was weird. What's up with Rast?
This poor shell. It didn't deserve anything I brought on it.
It never had the power you could offer. And now I will give it one last performance before you, Onyx, become my champion. Now, everyone bow before your lord, Verlis, Master of Chaos.
Nyack bows.
What? Don't bow, Nyack.
I was just being polite, brother.
Onyx also bows, but she crosses her fingers behind her back while she does it.
Verlis, how long have you controlled this man?
A long time. This is not our first meeting, friend.
Nyack, throw down the 3 dueling gloves.
Nyack fumbles with the satchel very quickly. I dump the full bag of gloves.
Yes.
You killed my mama and papa! I attack the shard.
You kill everybody's parents.
Wait, are you still saying that my dad is your dad? Is that what's going on here? Or
yes,
separately?
Yes, I have 2 dads.
Okay, but he also is the one who killed your parents.
Yes.
Separately.
Separately.
And on an emotional level, my dad is your dad. Just so we're all clear.
Sure.
Because he
raised you.
So.
On a real level, your dad is my dad. Keychain has convinced me.
This fucker killed all our dads.
I live for chaos, and there's no easier way to bring it out than by killing something you love.
I mean, Foley, let's just fucking wail on this fucking shard. I don't care what happens. I'm wailing on it.
I welcome your wailing.
Where are you? Come out, coward.
All right, so you launch yourselves towards Verlis now?
Yeah.
Cool. Hell yeah.
You see kind of the dead eyes of Rast stare back at you, but they are just glowing with this pastel light now. Unfortunately, I know you're all eager to go, but it is Keychain's turn, so he's going to have to take a stab.
Keychain is the angriest of all.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds, go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening, and have a great trip. Bye-bye. This is my third three.
Wow.
Of my rolls. Okay, Keychain, what can you do for me? You cannot hit with that. Let's roll again. That's a nat 20 for
Keychain. Hell yeah, Keychain. Good job, buddy.
All right, buddy. Proud of you. Proud of you, my son. Ooh, that's 2 8s. All right, Keychain does 20 damage.
Whoa. Ugh. Keychain.
Who is this? Who is this metal man?
This is our robo-roommate.
We call him the Reaper.
I shall take him too. I shall sow the seeds of chaos and a garden of despair shall grow.
Mm. All right. That brings us back around to Rast. Gonna cross out that name and write Verlis, Lord of Chaos.
Oh dear.
Verlis, more like bastardless. Wait.
Yeah, because you couldn't have a bastard because no one would make sweet love to you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Nice alley-oop.
I like how chaotic your insults are. They're so bad, they make me question everything.
Okay. So, for their move, they're going to cast Shield, which gives them +5 to AC. They saw how good you were doing at hitting them before. Decided to do something about that. So, this invisible pastel barrier, it's basically like a giant prismic shard begins circling around them, And you kind of see it fades in and out of existence, and they just continue to laugh in your face. And that brings us to Jin's.
I'm going to cast Dispel Magic on the shield.
Oh, beautiful. I act, and you respond. A perfect riposte. Your father would be so proud.
That's right. And no magic bullshit is going to stop this 3-on-1 duel, 4-on-1 duel, but the robot doesn't count. 3-on-1. This is honor, pure honor.
I do not count, but I am counting on you to avenge our daddy.
Sure, please don't call him your daddy, but yes.
Okay, that brings us to Onyx. Or wait, Jens, can you do anything else?
You know what? If I'm going to do that as an action, let me do bonus action, give Bardic Inspiration to Onyx.
Oh, thank you. What are you at, D8?
D8, yeah.
Oh, yum, yum, I lap it
up. Very cool, very nice.
Yeah, I'm so inspired by sharing his dad with you.
Again, it was separate. He killed your parents and also my father, who is not Nyack's dad.
I tell you what, you can also have my dad.
Definitely not Keychain's dad. I don't want your dad.
It makes it so much easier to sow chaos when you all have the same dad. Three birds, one dad.
I saw that porno.
I heard you watching it in the living room.
I was trying to sleep on the futon.
Yes. Sound carries up to the roof.
Nyack, that brings it around to you.
I would know that spike growth is a dumb thing to do here because everybody's up in his business, right?
That's spike growth?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's going to be making some pretty close range attacks, I would say.
Then Nyack will cast Hail of Thorns.
Okay. Ooh, nice.
I'm going to shoot an arrow straight up into the sky, and it's going to turn into a couple other arrows and rain down on this guy.
Go ahead.
See if it works.
Does my Hexblade curse stay on him because it's the same entity, or is it done?
I'll say it stays on him.
Okay, cool.
Same body.
Yeah.
Basically what's happened is the spirit that was dwelling within him has kind of fully taken over the body.
Yeah.
So that's a 21 to hit, and now he makes a dex saving throw, and if he fails, he takes...
With disadvantage, I think, right? Because of the staggering smite?
Okay. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Cool. Man, getting womp sucks.
Sure does. This is the...
I don't know. I feel...
The time dagger was the Akarot dolphin of this Trinville.
Okay. What do I need? You said dex?
Yeah, dex save.
All right. So that's a 7?
My God.
That saves. Just kidding.
Oh, no. How could you do this to me?
He takes 22 damage.
You've humiliated me. All right. Hell yeah. Nice work.
And this second arrow I'm going to shoot at his nads. Oh, wait. Is he still in the same body?
Yeah, he's
so
same
still,
body.
So he would still be my declared foe.
Yes, yeah. He's in the same body. You just see the only difference now is there's these pastel crystals creeping up his sword arm. Mm.
Yes.
God, I hate how good it looks.
It's 20 to hit.
20 to hit. That hits.
Of course. 5 damage.
Wonderful. Okay. Onyx, that's you.
Okay, I'm going to cast Staggering Smite again to try to take him out for another round.
Nice.
Let's dance.
Does a 20 hit?
20 does hit.
Yes, prove your worth.
He loves it.
That's going to be 18 for my first attack.
I'm into this.
Oh, no.
Does a 19 hit? Oh, I didn't do the extra damage for Staggering Smite.
Oh, nice.
So it's 18 plus... That's bad rolls, but okay. Plus 9. And he does another wisdom save.
Okay, great.
Onyx is so powerful.
Yeah. No. Yeah, there's a lot.
Ridiculous.
And now for my second attack. Only 13.
Cool. 13. All right, that brings us back around to Keychain.
13, and then he has to make his save to see if he will be able to attack without disadvantage.
Oh, right.
Or...
Come on, higher than a 3.
Lower than a 3.
Ugh. He does not save. So he's still disadvantaged?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's Keychain's turn. Keychain is loving this.
Keychain, why don't you crit again?
Time to crit. Crit for daddy.
You passionate little metal man.
Yep, that hits. Hits on the first attack. 10 damage for Keychain's first attack. Okay, roll one more time. Ah, that is going to miss. Keychain spins his arms around like a tornado and whacks Verlis one time real good, but then just keep spinning off towards the cockpit.
Where are you going, robot?
Once I start, I cannot stop. Somebody please put a log in front of my path.
I dispatch Obsidian to get in the way.
Hey, could you do Obsidian real quick?
No.
Oh, no.
You have been taking vocal lessons. When is it going to pay off?
Keychain crashes right into Obsidian.
Good boy. Thank you so much.
Keychain whispers to Obsidian.
Did he kill your daddy, too?
Oh, God, he did, if I think about it.
Oh, technically, yeah, shit. Oh. All right, it's back around to Verlis' turn. They are so upset with all of you. You see the crystals creep further and further up the arm. As they hit the elbow, it juts out into this big, strong spike. As it hits the shoulder, this big pauldron of jagged pastel crystals forms. And he just slowly walks towards you.
I should warn you about the nature of my blade. Much like the Ginnarak crystals, this shard is powered by knowledge and memory. But while the Ginnarak gems were designed to safely store a culture's collective history as a power source, this shard is part of my prison. It is powered solely by the wisdom of me. And if it hits you, you'll be trapped forever within a refractive prison of your own memories.
And you see that he
spins... That sounds a lot like Trinstagram.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm actually kind of already
two
there.
Two sides of the same coin.
I think that's their mission statement.
They stole it from me. My business plan.
And you see that he starts spinning the sword and then launches himself towards Nyack.
Bring right. it on.
He has
come
disadvantage on.
On
his attack.
He does. Shit.
Of all of the people, why Nyack? Actually, you're shooting him in the nuts.
If the crystals are made of your wisdom, they must be pretty dumb. Right, guys?
Another barbed tongue. We are quick.
Yes, send me to stupid jail.
Actually, you know what? They're going to go ahead and Hexblade curse Nyack. Oh.
That's my move. Where did you learn that? That's my thing.
Who do you think
I invented that,
you?
I'm pretty sure.
He steals everyone's things. You saw what he did with Trinstagram's mission statement.
My power is your power.
I swear to God, if you make your nipples disappear in a dance, then we are going to have a copyright lawsuit.
I've rolled a 6. I'm going to add my attack to that. That is a 14. That misses.
That does miss.
All right, I'm going to use completely new dice for this roll.
Still with disadvantage.
Fuck me, a 2 and a 4.
Yes! Wow.
Shout out to the two crew.
Nyack has such bad armor, too.
Yeah.
I'm just slipping and sliding everywhere.
Verlis misses you. Just totally whiffs on you.
Ugh, you're so slippery.
I'm honestly standing pretty still.
He studies the way of the jam. The way of the jam ranger.
You've made your jam your strength.
He's a drunken master, but with jam.
All right, that brings us to Jens.
Cool. I will charge forward, and I'm going to do a defensive flourish.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
So I can expend a bardic inspiration to cause my weapon to deal extra damage to the target I hit. The damage equals the number I roll on the bardic inspiration die, and then I add that number to my AC until the start of my next turn. And then I'm going to attack.
You need that AC.
Yeah. That's a 23 to hit on
that
the
hits.
First attack. I'll take a second attack. Ooh, only a 14 to hit on the second one.
That does miss.
Okay, third attack. 16?
That misses too.
Damn, okay.
Finally.
So I'll just do the one, but I do get to add some extra damage because of the flourish. Ha-ha!
Ha-ha.
Don't laugh, that's my thing.
Ha-ha!
14 damage, and I did roll an 8 on my flourish, so I do have 24 AC right now.
13 damage, you said?
Yes.
Some of the crystals are starting to chip.
We're chipping your crystals.
Don't chip my crystals. Do you see how they grow in such random
patterns? Oh, you're a rock nerd? I hate rock nerds.
When we're done with you, I'm going to put you in a tumbler and then sell your pieces on Etsy.
Don't smooth me out.
We're going to put you at a weird science store at the mall.
You're going to be at the museum shop.
so many kids will stick their snotty little hands in.
Yeah, no one's going to spend any money there. They'll just go to World of Science and touch the rocks.
Oh, people are going to put me up their nose.
Yes.
That brings us to Nyack.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to cast Ensnaring Strike on this guy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
How'd that do?
Let me read it to you and to myself. Next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the spell ends, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact, and the target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until
nice.
The spell ends.
Ooh.
Onyx will get advantage.
Ooh. And I have disadvantage on saving throws?
While you have disadvantage on saving throws?
While restrained by this spell, the target takes 1d6 piercing damage at the start of each of its turns.
Oh, my darling fuckers. Okay, roll some damage, or roll an attack.
Yes, which I have advantage on because it is my declared foe.
Sure, sure.
Cool. Your crystals are dumb. 19 to hit.
That hits, but I'm going to be using Armor of the Shard, which is a Hexblade ability. You might know it better as Hexblade Armor.
It's, I don't have that.
You don't
that
have it yet.
That sounds great. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
If I roll a 4 or higher on this d6, that attack misses, because you are my Hexblade curse.
Oh, shit.
That's a 3.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you rolled higher than a 5?
I don't think so.
Only when you roll for keychain.
You're fucking seeing this?
I'm loving this.
This is a just S-rank whomping that I'm receiving right now.
This is a colossal whomping.
Onyx, I think you're awesome, but I worry that the crystal that you worship really sucks.
I don't worship it anymore. I use it.
Ooh.
I exploit it.
Way better than this Joker.
Ugh, you think that vines can hurt me? Oh, that hurts. That hurts so bad.
You know, it's counterintuitive. You would think that a crystal would just pierce through a vine, but...
So that was 12 damage on the first one.
Okay.
And I'll shoot him again. Nat 20!
Woo! Yay!
Oh!
Yeah, 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 yeah!
Oh, okay. I mean, I think normally I would get to roll a d6, but I'm not going to take that away from my beautiful nephew.
I appreciate that.
Roll
I put
your
on,
damage, son.
I put on my brother's other glove, and okay. I wink at him.
You're getting really comfortable with the gloves, Nyack. I don't know how I feel about this.
20 damage.
20 damage.
Ooh.
I'm going to put one on my foot next
Those
turn.
Those are business gloves.
Nyack, for the second time in a row, finish him.
Oh!
Oh, wow. I pull my arrow back. I dip my arrow in a little bit of jam.
The blood sugar spike will be ruthless.
And I walk the arrow fully cocked over to my brother, and I hand it to him in a very precarious fashion. You finish the job, brother.
This is so dangerous. I'm not much of an archer.
I believe in you.
You think that poison will kill me? What did you dip that arrow in?
Jens is going to put down the bow.
Careful, it's very poisonous right now.
And I'm going to...
Sugar, it's killing us.
I'm going to pull out... time dagger, and I'm going to twirl it in my hand.
Oh, shit.
And I say, you made me think that this man killed my father, but it was just you playing some sick game. So not only am I going to destroy you, but I'm going to undo the crime you made us commit, and I shove the dagger into the eye, and I'm going to try to yank out the stone. And then I want to use a bonus action to healing word the body, if the dude's still alive at all.
Give me an insight check before you do this.
Okay.
You can roll with advantage.
I've got healing hands, so I will help you. I'll try to help you with the heal.
5.
5?
Yeah.
All right, you... go in hard on this eyeball, and you see, kind of as you're prying at it, the pastel kind of glimmer in it fades away, and it just becomes a normal eye again. And you see, as you're doing this, you look over to the hand, and the hand is just gripping this sword so tight and so hard. It's just become like a clump of crystal, and you see that that's kind of where the power is concentrated.
Oh, it wasn't the eye. Sorry about that, dude. I pulled a dagger out of his eye, and I guess I'll try to wrestle the arm down.
But you do want to heal him?
Yeah.
Okay.
let's all, everyone get in here. I would like to pin him down away from the sword.
Yes.
Hold him down. And then I want to, the side of his body that's like less fucked up. Okay. I want to heal.
Okay. Awesome. Great. Go ahead and roll some dice for that.
Sweet. I'll do it at a second level. Why not? it's not great. It's, 9.
9? Okay. Yeah. You see the eye that's remaining, the pastel flame kind of fades from it. There's a spark of life just barely hanging on in there.
Just really quick, blink twice if you killed my dad, blink once if you didn't.
It just stares forward and a tear rolls out of it.
All right, fine.
I think I saw it blink, brother.
Calm down, Naya, calm down.
Did it, is it just me or it blinked 3 times?
Yes.
I saw 3 blinks.
There were no blinks. There were no blinks. Everyone pay attention.
You see this hand that is holding the shard saber just starts rattling and shaking. You see the shards on it really start to like charge up with this arcane power.
We've got to remove the arm.
I hover my maul over his right hand and say, "You want me to get rid of this?"
I think so.
And then I chop the arm off.
"I knew you had what it took. Now my champion has fallen, and you have risen to take his place. I will call on you when the moment is right. Enjoy this power while it's still yours."
Just try, bitch. You're going straight to voicemail.
Good one.
As you chop this arm off, you see Rast pops back to life, but also in the same moment, the shards on the shoulder, these big spiky pauldrons, just shudder and vibrate, and then all of a sudden they blast off in all directions like porcupine quills. I need you all to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh no.
Nat 20.
Oh shit.
16 wow. For me.
Okay.
24.
Fuck. You all pass.
Sweet.
You all dodge these shards, and then you see after these big shards have launched off, the smaller ones just fall off this severed arm, kind of like rain on a leaf. All of the crystal except for the crystal saber, that still remains, and you see that still has a faint flicker to it. But the arm is back, and then you look over at Rast, and you see him barely clinging to life.
where am I?
You're on Mercurial's ship, and I am very sorry that you are waking up one less arm.
That's not great.
Yeah, we should put some pressure on that. Depending on if you remember dueling someone named Laszlik Lindell and then chopping his head off, do you remember that?
Of course I remember, Jens. How could I forget? I've had to live with that moment every day since then. Now that Verlis's grasp is loosened on me, there's something you must know. Your father, he was a good man. An incredible blade singer. But he was more than that. Jens, he was my half-brother.
So you're my half-uncle?
In a way, yes.
And mine as well.
I have so many half-siblings. Well.
Nothing's more important than family.
I love my hunkle. No,
hunkle is right. You look good with only one arm. Hunkle. Into it.
Hunkle Rast. Hunkle Rast, why did you kill my dad?
I should start from the beginning. My father, Vector von Weinhardt, the Lord Regent of Verdantha, fathered a son out of wedlock. He could never claim the child, but he wanted to do right by him, so he gave the boy to the court's master of blades to raise as his own. I was born a year later, and your father and I grew up as brothers. We played and fought and trained every day, but as we grew, your father's skill at the sword began to rapidly surpass my own. I was content with this, though, for I knew one day I would sit upon the throne, and he would serve as my master of blades, and all would be well. However, eventually, your father grew tired of the forest. He met a city elf named Lixana,
your mother and started a family.
My mom, too.
Yes, of course.
Hi.
The resemblance is...
Sorry for interrupting.
Uncanny. No.
It's also my mom, that's all.
No.
This is my uncle.
You're my quarter uncle.
Nyack, be careful around all that slippery blood.
Oh!
Let him have a moment. He's dying. God damn it.
Your father wanted to go to Ilavas, the elven high city, and pursue his dream of becoming a blade singer. His decision angered me, and I asked my father to forbid it, but he refused, saying that unlike me, Laslik was not bound by duty and could pursue his dreams as he saw fit. And so he left, and I languished for years and years, adrift without my brother's cheerful guidance. Eventually, my father's health began to fail, and I knew that soon I would be called to rule. And so in that moment of heated desperation, I departed for Ilavas to make one final plea. As a blade singer, he was bound to accept my request if I defeated him in a duel. But I knew this would never happen. And so I used my royal connections to claim a forgotten relic from the vault of Ilavas. A sword crafted from a shard of moon crystal, known only as the Beckoning Void. His eyes dart over to the blade that his severed hand still tries to grip but can't. My plan worked. The sword's power coursed through me, and I was finally able to go blow for blow with your father. I was ecstatic at the thought of reclaiming my old life, our old life. But as Laslik bowed his head in defeat, I heard a raspy, terrible voice in my head, and it said,
"You must cut ties with your old life, for you have now become the hand that shall fulfill my glorious purpose."
And then, my hand moved on its own, and your father died. Jens, I'm so sorry. After that, I had no choice but to dedicate myself to Verlus's will, and we attempted to seek out the Ginnarak crystals, which he told me he needed for his grand designs, though I know not what they were. I infiltrated the Golden Iris Society and murdered your parents, Onyx. But the crystals avoided my grasp yet again. And so I formed the Dread Horizon and doubled my efforts. But now, at long last, my journey has ended. Onyx, Nyack, and Jinns. Oh, sweet Jinns. Thank you for setting me free. Please, you owe me nothing, but I must still ask. You must go to the gray chaos that dwells at the edge of reality, the realm known as the Periphera. There you will find Verlus and his crystal prison, but you will also find a means of destroying these accursed gems. Go there and destroy them both, for they have ruined more than enough lives. Jinns, I'm sorry for everything. Watching you fight filled me with a joy I had long forgotten. It was like those days in the courtyard, dueling with your father once again. You are your father's son, and he would be so proud. And as he says this, you see his eyes begin to fade, and life begins to slip from him. Ugh. But I'm going to say, because you healed him, I'm going to let him do some death saving throws.
Sweet.
So let's do that right now. I imagine you've pulled out a medical kit and tried to stop the bleeding.
I actually am going to say...
He said, like, you freed me.
Yeah.
Choice is yours.
I think... I'm going to look up
at
these guys.
I'll hover over him with healing hands. He doesn't know what's going on, but I'm like looking at Jens being like, I can try to help this healing process, or you make the call.
His eyes are dim and he's smiling.
I weep for you, Hunkle, but all of this is your fault. You chose to do these things that led you down this path.
You're right.
I rebelled against my fate. I chose the easy way. There are ways to claim your own destiny, but mine was the coward's path. Now, please, Jens, let me duel once more in the Verdanthian Gardens with your father.
It would be my honor, uncle. And I chop his head off.
He goes to his grave with a smile on his face. And you are out of initiative. You see Blavin and Norwalk and Z have polished off the other pirates.
How'd the pirate fight go, guys?
Surprisingly tough, actually. How was your fight?
Emotionally devastating.
Okay, it seemed like you were basically just taking, like, practice swings for a while.
Yeah, we kicked ass, but emotionally kicked our ass.
So kind of a win-lose situation, huh?
Yeah.
One for one?
Indeed.
Hey.
Blavin, are you a wise man?
Blavin takes an enormous swig from his very tall margarita staff. And says, someone say so.
Cool. I think I am good. Thank you.
He offers you a sip.
No, thank you. I'm watching my figure.
That was a real roller coaster there. For a second, I was like, I'm still mad. I'm going to kill him. But then he was like, I took the easy path. And then I was like, well, the easy path would be killing him, so I'm not going to do that. But then he wanted to die. So then I was like, okay, maybe I'll kill him. I don't know. Did I do the right thing?
I think you made a wonderful decision.
All right, good.
I already forgot who the hell we're talking about.
How do I have more of a conscience than you,
Have you tried
Nyack?
To stand up since you fell, or?
It feels like there's blood. Whoa! Oh, everywhere.
Maybe this isn't the wisdom you wanted to hear, but, you know, we've all lived a long life. We've all seen some dark shit. I say we all take a drink and keep moving.
I could use a drink. How are you doing, Onyx? I know he killed your parents, not your... Also, hey, so, about you and the crystal stuff?
Yeah, that's
so
kind of
So this kind
why
of led to my uncle killing my father?
That's kind of why I am being quiet and was seeking out wisdom right now.
Onyx, if you're looking for wisdom, you can talk to me.
Okay, Nyack, I don't know if I can even continue to use this crystal flail, but I cannot defeat this man without this crystal flail. Well, technically, I summon a weapon that is not the crystal flail, so I fight with them all, but... I guess
I love how complicated the description of it is.
I'm sure you would.
I'm sure you would what?
Nothing. I don't know what will happen if I just get rid of this crystal flail. But I can't get rid of it, because getting rid of it, it will just go into someone else's hands.
Is there anything to adding to your weapon? We have these Ginnarak crystals. The one is from your family. It might help you control it in some way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I certainly want to scoop up all of these shards that fell like raindrops from a leaf. Oh, beautiful poetry. I'd like to bring them to someone so that someone can possibly tell me, like, what, if there is any way to, you know, cleanse a crystal of its negative energies.
Cool. So you gather those up?
Yeah.
Great.
And I agree.
Let's put that in a bag or something. Let's not have you carrying it.
Okay. I have no need for your gloves at the moment, do I, brother?
Would you honor me?
Wow, it really just hit me. I don't need my gloves anymore. Jens takes a lap.
Except when it's cold.
Yeah.
I'll save a couple gloves.
We only need two now.
You see Keychain is wearing two of your gloves and is dropped to his knees and says, Honkle, I miss you.
Am I related to Keychain as well?
You're not even related to the Honkle.
So you take the shards.
Yes.
You also see next to the shards this beautiful sword. It seems like it's got like an elven crafted hilt that is built into this long thin shard. Do you want to take that as well?
It is also
put it in a bag.
Yes, I think so. Unless, I don't know. I mean, you could consider wielding it.
Me?
I don't know.
Does it? Is it like powered by the same crystal?
Give me Arcana.
Okay.
Actually, why don't you both give me Arcana rolls?
Okay.
I got a natural one.
Oh, no.
I got a 12.
12.
I eat it.
I guess does it look more like...
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can definitely still feel kind of this pastel pulse coming off of it. You get the sense that Onyx's weapon has become the prime weapon now. Mm. And this is almost like the lieutenant weapon. By defeating the champion wielder, Onyx has become the champion and can use that power, but may be called upon to perform a dark deed at some point. Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
While you're pondering that, mm-hmm. I want to double back to what Jens was saying about the Ginnarak crystals.
Okay.
Inspect the one you have. Give me an investigation or arcana.
I'll give you a help action. I'll look at it with you.
Okay. 11.
11. So you hold your mace in one hand, and you hold your Ginnarak crystal, the moon crystal, in the other hand. Beyond a sense that they are oppositely balanced, you can't really get anything. You don't think you have the training to purify a curse or instill a curse on one that is uncursed. You don't have that skill set, but you do get the sense that one is cursed and one is pure, and that they are opposite forces.
Mercurio.
Yes?
Do you know any powerful spellcasters who can remove a curse from a crystal?
I've got several in my employ. Of course, I would need a hefty payment for something like that.
We are cash poor at the moment.
I've got many Butterfinger BBs.
How would you like to never have to eat again in your life?
You know I gave you those BBs, right? You recall?
Right.
I know that this is a tender moment that we are all having here, but again, as previously declared, I have laid claim to these crystals, so some sort of payment or reparation needs to come to being. Maybe now is the time to strike a deal?
What do you want to do with them?
That's a good question.
As you know, they are powerful relics. They contain a lot of energy. A man like me has much need for energy. Resources. I have a lot of machines, a lot of factories that need power, and I will put them to good. Eliminate waste, eliminate the need for excess workers, excess fuel, excess in general. Cut costs, you know what I'm saying?
Mercurio, I cannot broach this subject just yet. I want to give you a counteroffer. My counteroffer is, I have... in my company, 64 gold pieces. If I give you 64 gold pieces, have you any way to contain a cursed item so that I may carry it with me but not use it?
Just to clarify, you have 364 gold pieces. You got 300 gold for giving the Ginnarak crystals to the benefactor initially. Blavin paid you up front.
Oh, well, I'm not going to use our... That's like our money.
Okay.
So I'll just offer the 64. Yeah. And I don't want to let him know I have more money either.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah, just 64 total. That's
a negotiating
all.
Tactic.
That is all.
Mercurio kind of scoffs at you. You're lowballing me, Missy.
It's a simple item. I perhaps could find it elsewhere.
Could we do like an insight check or something to see? I want to see if he's bullshitting, mm-hmm. what he's doing.
I'll give you a help action.
Thank you. Okay.
That's pretty good.
That is a 16 on the first one, 17 on the second one.
That's pretty good. Mercurio wants these crystals, and he'll do whatever it takes to get them.
Does it seem like he has an ulterior motive, or is he just a biz? Does it seem like there's like a sinister edge to this, or is he just a
capitalist
business?
Pig.
Is he Shinra, or is he just a business?
He just oozes greed.
Okay.
Listen, we'll be arriving in Vena Das by nightfall. Perhaps you can join me for dinner and we can discuss how much you'd like for these much sought-after little baubles.
Why don't we talk it over dinner? I'm a bit hungry.
Yes, I need to discuss with my friends what it's going to mean to be a warlock without a patron.
I sucked on a Butterfinger BB, so I won't be hungry until next week.
Lovely.
But I'll sit at the dinner table with you guys.
Well, I'm glad we could avoid, you know, some uglier discourse. All right, well, time to go. So Mercurio heads back to the cockpit, and you sweep up the shards and prepare to leave. But as you do, you remember there's still 5 pirate ships floating right above you.
Oh.
Oh.
You look up and you
see...
They
have no captain.
We should have got your uncle to call them off.
Right.
So...
Someone take... Can we burn it? Can we weekend at Bernie's?
Is he wearing a captain's hat?
Why don't we just put the mask on or something? We don't need to...
Ooh, he does have a mask.
You share genetics with him. You should do it. Pretend to be their captain.
So as you stand on the deck trying to weekend at Bernie's, the dead body of Rast, you see a tiefling woman with a sinner's mark tattoo on her face looking at you all through a telescope from atop the bow of the black ship.
Huh. That's what I thought. Yep.
She collapses the telescope, pulls out a megaphone, and says,
"Hey, guys! I was right! He's dead! The captain's dead! That means we can finally do real pirate shit again!"
And you hear all the pirates start to cheer.
"Woohoo! Yeah! Yar! Ha ha! Pirate shit! Pirate shit! Pirate shit!"
And
are they saying pirate shit or ship?
Both, actually. And you see this tiefling, who was the first mate but is now the new captain of the Dread Horizon, lifts her cutlass into the air and says,
"Attack!"
Oh.
And that's then, not real pirate shit at all.
I was ready to join you.
You see all 5 ships turn their cannons onto your ship and prepare to fire.
Mercurio, we must go quickly.
And that is where we'll end our session.
Oh, okay.
You can't forget about the pirates. Got to mind the pirates.
Classic, yeah,
especially
D&D
when there
mistake.
Are 5 ships. Yep. You should not forget about
that. Forgot
those.
About 5 ships,
you know,
right
what?
Above you.
This is why a playmat is nice.
Tell you what, you got to keep that playmat in your mind nice and sharp. Theater of the Mind's a little tricky when it comes to giant pirate ships right above you.
That is true.
Oh boy, I'm excited for next time. What a emotional sesh.
I can't believe I got to throw that dagger. That was dope.
That was so good.
I have to look into the logistics of whether or not I'm going to just not have a patron anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get a cool one.
I don't know.
That's not a monster.
Yeah, I guess, I'll talk about it on the short rest.
Yes. Hell yeah. We got to talk about it on the short rest. Ah, what a great session. Great work, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening, as always. I've got a few shout-outs I'd like to do. Henry A., thank you for the D&D Beyond subscription, which helped me build my own little Hexblade Warlock. Very fun. Of course, I didn't get to do jack shit with him.
Thanks, Henry.
That's also your fault.
Thanks for helping me get whomped, Henry. Jesus. Daniel Ramos, thank you for the sound mixing. You can find them on Instagram at Dr. Schuber, that's Dr. S-C-H-U-B-I-R-D, or DanielRamos.com. And thanks as always to Jens Christian T for composing some of the music you heard in this episode. Jens, little known fact, actually the Trinivalian god of music in disguise.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just something to be aware of if you were planning on ambushing him and stealing artifacts from his home.
Wow.
Yep, just a little heads up there. Again, this is always so fun. Thanks for playing with me. This has been your Dunkle Caldwell. And guess
Dunkles
what,
and Hunkles. Thanksgiving's filling out.
What are we doing? What are we doing, Hunkle?
This week, it is Thanksgiving, but unfortunately, Dunkle forgot to buy anything, so it's ice cream Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
See you later, gang.
Bye.
Bye.
It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means I need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders, starting with Brad D., the only Pebble Pot that isn't craven, also has the best gum health of any Pebble Pot because the rest of his family is afraid of floss. J. Lomas 72, a.k.a. Steelbreaker, Hard One's Gymspiration, also Hard One's Saunaspiration, no one gets a sweat on like J. Lomas. Dylan B., a sword-wielding wizard surrounded by a floating army of blades at all times, has a secret handshake with said blades and is missing a lot of fingers. Danny P., Bahumia's resident artist, painted Hard One senior portrait at the Dwarfenage. Hard One is planning on autographing the portrait when he returns to Irondeep, which will not improve its worth in any way whatsoever. Spencer Caskbrew, patron elder of libations, ale maker to gods and heroes of Bahumia alike, recently collabed with The Chosen on a very milky stout that was entirely non-alcoholic and was kind of just milk. Beardman Dan, the longest beard in all of Bahumia, also the longest beer in Bahumia. Beardman Dan has a stein the size of a walking stick. Hermes W., the Bat King, got hit on by Norwalk at a Trinfluencer event, but honestly, who didn't? Spartus, a wizard in a blizzard. Spartus cast Control Weather because they like when their long white beard blends in with the elements. Adam R., the R-rated assassin, has been known to do the Jens Lindell nude sword dance and purposely not hide their privates. Danielle, the dastardly dame. Danielle is so dastardly she wrote a fake letter to Tehran as Beverly saying he missed him. Whoa, fucked up. QC, aka Haldor Frostback, MVP of the Giant Wars, crewed on the SS Stormborn, and fought alongside Elias and Red. Also did a bunch of arcane alongside Elias and Red. They weren't great influences on each other. Daniel Yu, aka Multifor, the many-faced magician, no Trinsta selfie is ever the same. Jordan DJ, legendary DJ of the realm, in honor of Nyack, Jordan is making a playlist entirely made of jam bands. Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, born of the sword, and newly unmoored. Yes, Jeff is taking a sailing trip. Bon voyage. Cutter W., a high elf dandy turned crick barkitect, actually designed the stump Moonshine used for her stump speech. John S., aka Schubert the Mushroom, recently sold a bag of some of his spores to Maverice to help him chill after the wizard tournament. Ryan M., Hard One's Ram. Knowing that Hard One and Kaukov reunited fills Ryan with joy. Ryan is next, and they honestly cannot wait. Elena C., a wizard who is so smart they get dumber when they wear the thinking cap. How does that work? It makes no sense. Well, Elena understands and you don't. Michael McD., head mixologist at the Blue Mana Inn, created the only margarita to ever sate Blavin's thirst. He was only able to drink 19 of them, astoundingly low number. Andrew M., a moonicorn who lost their horn, so kind of just a horse, but Andrew has the unmistakable, beautiful voice of all moonicorns. Victor T., Balnor's boy whose loving dad was ripped from his family and transported to another world. Now who will take them skiing on Ishkul and Soldil this winter? Justin I., the first person to do a backflip off the Gladeholm Water Park, also the first person to break their spine at the Gladeholm Water Park. Jacob C., an orc who is so skinny they are constantly getting confused for a drow elf. Jacob has never corrected anyone's assumptions. Elena M., Jens Lindell's loan officer. Elena felt bad repossessing Jens' car, but Jens can't keep paying his bills with dances. Mick Pucks, the amazing codemaster who programmed our website, being borderline harassed by Onyx to hack Keith's DMs. Earl and Kathleen L., a succubus and incubus who have a perfectly codependent sex life and never need to have foursomes or eat anyone's souls to be happy. Good on ya, you two. Jibe G., Mama's newest suitor, presented Mama with a dish of raw trash and she absolutely ate it up. Jostrich, the jock ostrich. Despite all of Jostrich's squats, they still carry all their muscle up top. Keep at it, Jostrich. Daniel R., Ram Daniel's evil twin, shaved their horns nice and pointy in order to poke anyone who tries to ride them. They saw what happened to their brother. Destin C., the only green teen with more patches than Beverly. Destin also has two humor patches, and one of them is Beverly's. That one hurts. Devin B., the bodega lord, newly rich ever since they started selling vape fluid, but it weighs heavily on Devin's conscience. Sergio Salazar Solomon Sicarius de Sequani, seventh of his name, a sexy Peruvian snake folk with sweet snake patterns on his skin. Sergio just shed his original snake skin, and would you believe it, the snake patterns underneath it were even sexier. Michael L., a bullywug with drugs. thugs. Michael is always holding Arcane and always dodging frantic texts from Hardwon wondering where they are. Same age, Alanis a dealer, mostly gets their supply from Michael the Bullywug drug delivery service. Michael's prices are super low and Alanis has no idea. Treylay the Crayfay, who is out on the bay. That's right, Treylay is on that beautiful sailing trip with Jeffrey S. Aaron G, master of the banishment spell. Aaron once banished a parking ticket so they wouldn't have to pay it, and then banished a judge when they found out that didn't get them off the hook. Jory S, a jacked wizard. Jory's staff is actually a barbell with a 45 on each side. Dude wields it one-handed too. Alucard, a reverse Dracula. Alucard sleeps standing up instead of upside down, which is actually still pretty unsettling. Baby Doc, the only doctor to ever perform their own C-section. They also closed up the incision, trapping their twin inside. Fucked up, Baby Doc. Adam H, the oldest orphan at the Dwarfenage. Adam H is 40 and should absolutely not be allowed to live there. Ryan, Hardwon's Ram, showing up on this list again because that's just how much they miss their daddy. Ryan loves you, Hardwon. Big Buck, pregnant elk moonshines, elk and baby, super interested in being raised by lover of all creatures, tender friend to the animals, and responsible pet owner, Hardwon Shorefoot. Richard X Machina introduced the crick to pickling, which is something they'd been doing for a long time. They just called it jarring. Troy McSee, Jens Lindell's neighbor, who is very upset about the shirtless guy living on the roof. Cannibalistic Cthulhu, a chosen soldier who eats their own kin, so I guess they're on our side? Sam L, a tween-age rogue who exclusively uses their stealth to sneak into R-rated movies. Maybe once they stole some popcorn, also they took a car from the parking lot. Dom R, another keychain, but not one that turns into a robot. Dom R is a bottle opener, arguably just as useful. Josh S, aka Cyborg Josh the Kobold, Moonshine is leveled up so she can just as easily chuck the super heavy robot off the roof of a castle. Look out, bro. Blitzbrig Dimitri, owner of Dwarger's Big Burger, Blitzbrig is planning on opening a store in Trinityville, but they're going to need to get that liquor license if they want Blavin to eat there. Caleb Storm, cupbearer in Cord's Great Hall, also responsible for charging the Roomba because Cord leaves a lot of crumbs. Nicholas C. has starred in every single movie ever made in Bohemia, for some reason starring in the biopic about their own life. Please, Nick, take a vacation. Mike H., Ren's butler. It seems thankless, but Mike has been systematically robbing Ren for years and is absolutely loaded. Matthew E., a human who rides around in a gnome-sized technomech. It defies the laws of physics, but anything is possible in Dunkel's world. Samuel B., the monk with junk in the trunk. Samuel B. has such a plump romp, his back has a giant hump. Tilford G., author of the hit children's book and movie Ulfgar Goes Punch. Ulfgar was set to play himself before Nicholas C. stepped in and wowed Tilford and the other producers with their audition. Colton B. holds the record for longest time in the timeout sack. Colton B. went in 14 years ago and has not emerged. Jens Christian T. taught Jens Lindell everything he knows except how to lease an affordable, sensible sedan. Gage M., the last green teen left in Glateron. Gage stopped by the Pebble Pots to see if they were around, and someone maced them through the letter slot. Aaron C., the homeless man that was used by the Band of Boobs to distract the Chosen back in Galateron, but in Trinityville, Aaron lives like a king. All of their hot tubs come with hot dogs slinging halflings. Ellen D., the fiercest woman in Bohemia. Ellen is also the fiercest woman in all of Trinityville, but in Trinityville, it's a Beyonce-style fierce, which means they wear bodysuits and put on a mean joust halftime show. TJM, the gnome barbarian, has caught Onyx's eye on more than one occasion. RPKB, R2D2's less helpful cousin, downloaded Keychain's vocal mimicry patch and has been using it exclusively on Borat impressions. Taylor S., aka Trass the Traveler, runs a highly lucrative travel Trinstagram, and you better believe every post ends with hashtag spawn. Anime Intellect, Trinityville's number one mech head, runs a show called Deck My Mech, in which they upgrade and decorate people's old and outdated mech suits. Zolo Dolo, a Trinityvalian astronaut who's been to the moon, which actually isn't that impressive. Space travel is pretty common, so they're basically a flight attendant. Joshua C., a knight who wears a haunted mech suit, and by haunted we mean it is filled to the gills with bugs and desperately needs a software update. Larissa J., a time dagger manufacturer whose chronomancy is unparalleled, but wishes more people would notice the attention to detail in their handles. Dylan CM, the wannabe DM, is said to be so versatile, they can go from daddy to dunkle in 3 seconds flat. Kelvin Noodles, the pasta elemental, desperate to test Nyack's slippery feet with some of their most potent pasta jam, aka marinara sauce. B-Money, Balnor's hip-hop alter ego, feuding so hard with Balnor that they retreated to Trinityville, where they're headlining the Benefactor's music festival, Benefactoru. Jay, an ice cream joint that scoops their ice cream with chrono scoopers. Basically, you get to eat your ice cream, then go back in time and eat it again. The dream. Heartless Master, interned with Verlis back when they were still just Heartless Apprentice. CC Lulu, a skyship pirate who loves the sky the way sailors love the sea, writes lots of sky shanties about how their life, their love, and their lady is the sky. Paul B., Akarot's assistant, although Verlis, Lord of Chaos, has been trying to poach them with a pretty generous benefits package. Barnzenator, a moonicorn barn that is totally peaceful and has never witnessed any murders. How nice. Eric G. also wields a cursed crystal that murdered their parents, but unlike Onyx, is just kind of owning it. Jackalope Oddity, the drummer of Pendergreen's favorite new metal band, Ratnuts. Onyx also gets down with Ratnuts and has lost Obsidian in the mosh pit on more than one occasion. Zach C. accidentally installed a dimension door doorknob on their front door, but every time they go to change it, they get transported. Aiden R. can also summon a Shadow Specter, but mostly uses it for coffee runs. Ellie K., a moonicorn who upgraded their Heelys to cycles, which are tiny motorcycles you fit to your hooves. Luke H., the drunken monk who trained Blavin, actually has been straight edge all their life, just studies and imitates drunk people really well. I'm Hopeless, a down-on-their-luck adventurer, accidentally cut themselves with a time dagger while peeling an apple and has been frozen for 3 days. Timmy R., the Trinivalian janitor who accidentally dumped a whole season's worth of strawberry preserves into their floor cleaner and has unwittingly become the bane of Nyack's existence. Alex M., a ranger whose hunter's mark is actually a henna butterfly, does both Nyack and Onyx proud. Aaron R.S., a reverse butcher who uses a time cleaver, which turns a burger back into a cow and a pork chop back into a pig. Lucas B., a sword dancer bard who won Trinivale's Sword Dancing with the Stars 3 seasons in a row. Ruben A., a hexblade warlock whose pact weapon is a slingshot. Very Dennis the Menace. In fact, that's the name of the mysterious entity they made their pact with. Jordan L., the greatest tuba player in Bohemia. Jordan is a halfling, so it's super impressive and super cute. Laura S., a member of the gnome marching band that backs Jordan L., called the Teehee Stompers. Jay Parker, the first player to hit a so-so trick playing the Giant Shredder game at Smuggler's Bounty, also the first player to beef it so hard they break both of their arms in real life. Austin C., the Jester Mage. Austin can cast a 9th level fireball and juggle reasonably well. For some reason, Austin is more proud of the juggling. Austin M.R., aka the butcher known as Bonesaw, currently in jail for several unsolved murders in Galateron because they're constantly going around telling people they're the butcher known as Bonesaw. Just a pissed off Triss, aka Touch It, a pop star in Bohemia who got their start writing songs for Turbo Timmy Tuna Toys. Kaylee Elise, the honey queen with a heart of gold, mortal enemy of Elise Kaylee, the molasses queen with a heart of shit. Dave J., Balin the Bard, a traveling bard that follows the band of boobs around, singing the tales of their exploits. Unfortunately, Balin also sings of their failures, including the original song, Na 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 Na, Gemma is Dead. Devin W., a teen heartthrob in Hill Home who would have made the Erland Beverly situation even worse had they stuck around any longer. Shanoa B., another teen heartthrob currently dating Devin W. and making the front pages of the Hill Home Tiger Beat. Jared E., an Ezri Cool kid who rides around on an RK motorcycle. It's freaking rad. Brian, Pendergast's roommate, decided to move out after Pendergreens declared that paying his half of the rent was four knobs. Persephone, the only goddess in both the Greek and Bohemian pantheon. Joseph M., the half-orc bard-ish. Joseph attended Bohemia's Bard College of Valor, but flunked out because they spent too much time playing Ultimate Frisbee with Mavris. Reese N.S., one of Mavris' friends who got a beach house for the summer. Reese, you lucky son of a gun. Jackie, the only person besides Jivelin who enjoys Shadowfell. Jackie loves nothing more than a plate full of soup and a neck full of vampire bites. Haley, an avid Yelper in Trinivale who single-handedly sunk Jen's stripping career with one-star Yelp reviews. Eric and Andrea B., an adventuring duo who are celebrating 11 years of marriage. For their honeymoon, Petrie did caricatures of them as ice skaters. Stephen C., a high elven lawyer who once practiced at the Crick, had the dubious honor of losing to Pawpaw in a wrestling match and thus dooming their client to jail. Diane W., a professional wrestler down at the Crick, aka a much sought-after lawyer down at the Crick. Maxwell C., the richest Crick elf who ever lived, just happened to be born under a tree made entirely of brown leaves. Mike K., hey, a Bohemian wizard even more powerful than Alanis, if Mike would just step in, we would all be saved. Where are you, Mike? Michael M., an equally powerful wizard, though Michael M. is super evil. Perhaps the two Mikes just have an agreement that neither of them will get involved. Omri M., the only green teen with more attitude than Egwene, was recently kicked out for showing children how to use butterfly knives. Caleb L., the friendliest scullywug in Shadowfell, will still betray you, but will do it with a smile on their face. Charo Arcadius, a tiefling warlock whose tail has a mind of its own. Charo loves Ilsed, whereas their tail is more of a Theala head. Honestly, they're both bad. Scott D. once won a duel with nothing but a pillow. They were fighting a pixie, and the pixie was sleeping, but still. Elijah Phelps, an awakened bear ranger whose animal companion is a human. That human? Emilio Estevez himself. And finally, Andrew A. invented the most powerful airship in all of Bohemia. Unfortunately, it was too powerful, and Andrew flew it directly into the sun. Oh no, Andrew A. That is it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers and to all of our Council of Elders. We'll be back next week with another episode of Trinivale. We'll catch you guys later. You can head on over to patreon.com/nadpod to listen to the after show, The Short Rest. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.